Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill.
I need to chill.
But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out some of you.
Summertime.
Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul. Ease my soul. Ease my soul.
Heavyweights. Let's go. Got down with me, and it's really been cool getting closer to you. When we talk, we laugh, we crush, we sweat when we make love. Now you want me to get more committed to you, yeah. And you wanna know if I'll stay, will I go?
We'll just be the judge.
Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to the Zone, LOTO Radio, the comfort zone. Always bringing real artists and, more importantly, real music back to their ways. Get everything started. Get a little bit of some All For One. And before that, of course, Sly and his Family Stone, If You Want Me to Stay. Lord have mercy. And speaking of fantastic, gifted, exquisite musicianship, this talented young lady, I mean, I've seen a lot of gifted bass players, and the first time I had an opportunity to listen to this young lady play and slap that bass, it completely blew my mind. New EP, Back to the Funkture. Not Back to the Future, but Back to the Funk. F-U-N-K, true, incredible, incredible new EP. And I only can be speaking about one person, Alicia Benvenisti. My goodness, on behalf of the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome Alicia, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. You're bad.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are bad. I said, my goodness. I said, wait a minute. I said, she got a little bit of Bootsy in, a little flamboyant of Bootsy. You got some Larry Graham mixed into you. I said, okay. A little bit of mixing up a little bit of Nathan East. I'm like, okay, I can feel it. I'm really digging. I'm digging the EP. First and foremost, congratulations on a fantastic EP. Secondly,
thank you so much.
We all have, I know for me, growing up, I had this grandiose mindset that I wanted to be like Jimi Hendrix. Never happened, never will happen. What drew you to music? And to be more specific, what drew you to playing the bass?
Well, I always enjoyed listening to funk music. Of course, James Brown, Prince, Bootsy, Larry Graham. I always loved listening to all these records. And, I was particularly really listening to bass lines. And one day I just picked up a friend's bass and just started playing it. And it felt great. And since then, I fell in love with it. And since then, I play bass.
I mean, most young people at your age, I know for me, we're sitting up here trying to figure out what we're going to wear to school, who we're going out on a date with, what's the next move we want to see. For you, it seems to me, listening to your music and listening to other interviews that you have given, it's like music is the end-all, the be-all with you. It's like you're really inspired by music. Can you tell the listeners out there exactly what does music mean to you?
Wow. Well, that's a very hard question to answer, but I would say, what I love about music is just the way it makes you feel, it's really a universal language. Everyone feels something when they hear music. It could be, happiness, it could be sadness, it could be nostalgic, it could be, hopeful to people. And it really does affect on everybody. And, whenever a person, listens to music, it just, there's always a connection to it. Everyone can feel some type of feeling when listening to music. So it is really magical to me. That's why I really try to speak and express everything I feel through my music and really, coming from my heart and trying to, convey positivity and messages through it. So I guess that's it.
Absolutely. It definitely resonates through your music. One of the things that I find so intriguing and so refreshing about you as an artist, you had an opportunity to do traveling. I'm doing some extensive traveling where different kinds of music, you had an opportunity to kind of absorb for your musical journey. For you, when you do things like that and have an opportunity to travel and see different places and listening to different music, do you think that enhances your musicianship, especially when you worked on your project, Back to the Future?
Oh, Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm actually originally from Europe, and I attended a lot of jazz festivals over there, and that definitely always inspires me. You know, live music. There's always something magical about live music, and you know, then I moved to the U.S. and you know, having 24-hour music all around, it's just always inspiring, you know. I've been seeing a lot of my, you know, favorite artists live and talk to them, and you know, it's definitely a blessing to be able to experience that type of thing. So it definitely has an impact, you know, and an influence on my music, on my writing. I constantly listen to music all the time. So definitely, for sure, has an influence.
It's only a handful of female bass players, a handful, and Nikki West is incredible. But then I sit up and I listen to you play the bass, and I said, wait a minute, she can't be this young. I said, you have a very seasoned spirit about you, and the way mm-hmm. you dress and the way you conduct yourself is like from someone that's been here before. And any time you feel like you have that kind of say, you know, I've been here before, it's like I feel more comfortable being or playing with older mm-hmm. and more seasoned musicians.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I guess that comes from you know, I'm kind of an old soul, so I listen to a lot of older records, you know, all the time. It's kind of like my passion to really dig in and search for new things that, you know, are you know, from the 70s, from the 80s, and who influenced these people. And it's really a passion that I have. And so I guess that has, you know, an influence probably on my playing and writing. But yeah.
What has you most proud of the new EP? I mean, the entire project is wonderful, but what has you most amped and most proud about it?
Well, I would say the reaction of people, of just people just, you know, letting me know that, you know, I really made a difference and an impact on certain people. I received so many messages from people just thanking me with you know, the music that I write, that it had a great positive impact on them. It helped them through maybe tough times, and that's the I would say the most rewarding thing, really, to just see that it has an impact and it really speaks to people. So that was definitely, I was proud of that for sure.
Now, I must ask, because I know a lot of listeners have said, Teddy Bear, can you please ask, what made you choose this particular title for the EP?
You know, it's actually a funny story. I kind of had this title. I came up with it about like 4 years ago, and I actually did a painting of it, believe it or not. It's actually hanging in my living room. So basically, I came up with that title, and I, believe it or not, did not know about Back to the Future. So everyone told me, you know, how you're a fan of Back to the Future, the movie, and I was like, you know, actually, I've never seen it. So and I haven't even heard about it. So I did my research. And I love the movie. I saw the three of them. And so, yeah, I mean, the title was more so I wanted to kind of bring back, you know, the original, you know, the true funk, old school funk to nowadays music. But kind of going towards the future in a sense, because I was trying to, you know, incorporate some new aspects in the music. So that, you know, it's kind of going back in time, you know, pay tribute, pay homage to all the funk legends, but kind of, you know, putting my own little modern twist to it. So that was kind of like the message of it.
Now, what was it like for you the very first time you got a chance to hang out with Bootsy Collins?
Well, it was actually a funny story because it's funny that you asked that because, you know, he reached out last year, and after hearing my EP and seeing all my videos, and, you know, I was completely honored and shocked at the same time. So, you know, we've kind of been in touch since then, and the first time we really hung out was when he came. He had a show in New York. It was a tribute to Bernie Worrell, and he was actually playing on Stephen Colbert, kind of like a P-Funk reunion with Bernie and George Clinton and himself. And he asked me if I wanted to come by and see the show, and I said, of course. So I arrived there in the afternoon, and they were rehearsing, and Bootsy looks at me and tells me, where's your bass? And I said, I didn't know that I was gonna play. I didn't know you wanted me to play. And he said, you thought you came here to watch, huh? And I said, well, I don't know. And so I grabbed someone else's bass, and I ended up, just before you know it, just being up there and, you know, behind Bernie Worrell, rest in peace, by the way. And, you know, absolutely a blessing, you know, to play with these incredible legends. To me, it was really a dream come true. So that was my first hang with Bootsy. Definitely will remember that. We always laugh about it. Yeah.
Well, you know the vibe that I get from you. You definitely are cut from the same cloth. And that, to me, that is so, again, that's incredible. It's so refreshing because today's music, a lot of it is saturated by not true musicianship. Everything is
absolutely
bells and whistles and sampling. And I mean, it's okay. Everything has its place, as long as there is a balance. And I see such an imbalance in real musicianship. So when I see someone like you picking up a bass guitar, and I mean just going to work on it, I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay. There's
thank
hope.
You.
There's hope. Yes, Lord. And speaking
absolutely.
Of hope. Absolutely. Speaking of hope and funk, let's get into it. The title track from the new EP, of course, from Alicia, Back to the Funkture, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Doors open. Please stand behind the yellow line.
Attention, please. You're about to experience a funkification in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome aboard the Groovy Electric Funk Time Traveling Machine. This is an indie kind of travel machine. This one is a special one. It will bring you back in time, heading towards the future, but one future of its kind. The future of the funk world. Please, do not attempt to reach for any of your present-day baggage. As we ride the sands of time through the Sank Nebula, 600 light years past the speed of pop to get to the year 1000, you'll find those bags will just be a hindrance. So just keep cool, feel free to boogie around the cabin, and let this groove hit the ears, baby. Let's go.
Move inside to side. Break your head down to the left. Moving through the ride.
Keisha, Back to the Funk Show, the new EP, as we speak, available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and for those who like to get even delve a little bit more deeper, you can always head over to Spotify. I must ask to you, what does funk mean to you as an artist?
Wow. Funk is just... to me personally, it just really makes me feel good, you know, this feeling of just hearing, you know, just simplicity, and, you know, at the same time, it makes you feel great. Now, Bootsy says funk is making something out of nothing, you know, and it's definitely true, that as well. But definitely, I mean, for me, funk is just, it makes me feel great, and it's something that just hits you and just makes you want to, you know, just makes you want to move and tap your feet and move your shoulders, and you can't really fake the funk, you know. It's always definitely true, and it hits everyone, you know. It always hits a lot of people, so... Yeah.
You said something earlier that really resonates. You said, you know, as far as music, you know, has the ability to touch so many different people, regardless of what ethnic background you are. Music is a great equalizer. You know, to me, there's never been a color line when it comes to music. Music has the power to bring people together. At the end of the
day,
How do you want yourself to be remembered as far as a musician, as far as, because we all have our goals as far as what we want to do. Where do you want to see yourself in the next 10 years as far as the level that you want to reach as an artist, as a musician?
Well, I mean, what I believe really would be my goal is to really touch people and really make a difference in people's lives. And be remembered for, you know, speaking truth to my music. And it could be also social matters and, you know, change something in the world or just, you know, touch people. That's always something that has been, you know, my goal, to you know, spread positivity, spread good energy. That's definitely something that, you know, I continue to try doing and will always do. So I guess that's it.
For the few out there that have not had an opportunity to hear you play and listen to your music, you know, the ones that are over in a corner somewhere playing with a Rubik's Cube, trying to figure out life and discover the meaning of what life is. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, how would you describe your music? Would you describe it thought-provoking or just celestial, just on the one, just groove and just funk and just go with it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, my music is, you know, is definitely something that will make you feel good, hopefully, and something that you can just groove to it. And, you know, some songs on this EP have some more deep messages and just things I've noticed traveling around the world and just seeing in people. So it's definitely, it touches different matters lyrically, but overall I would just say, you know, it just makes you feel good, and that's, you know, happiness is, I guess, everybody's goal in life. So hopefully I can help in making people feel that way.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. For me personally, and the people and the listeners that I had an opportunity to converse with, they are thoroughly blown away by your musicianship. And I must ask, because I know listeners are going to get on me, what does your updates as far as schedule and touring is concerned? Because I know we would love to see you perform live.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I mean, with this project, we did a small tour in Italy last summer, and then we kind of played around in the U.S. Last year. And right now, I'm just playing for different artists, and I'm actually working on Bootsy Collins' new record. So we're working on his new album, and I can't wait for you all to hear it. It's a whole lot of funk. a whole lot of good energy and good music. And I'm actually really, really honored and blessed that, you know, he gives me so much freedom with this music. You know, I'm doing a bunch of bass work, of course, but a lot of writing, arranging, and a bit of production here and there. So, you know, it's definitely been a blessing, but that kind of has been, you know, lately my main focus. But of course, you know, playing around and with different people and doing sessions here and there and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. But it's a beautiful thing when you are working with someone that's a kindred spirit, where you understand mm-hmm. one another. It's definitely, it's a blessing. It's a beautiful thing because there are no boundaries. You can stretch as far as you want to stretch from a creative standpoint, as far as experimenting with different sounds with the bass. I mean, it is really, really, really incredible. And listeners, to get all the latest updates, be sure to catch up with Alicia at actually her various social media websites. On Facebook, that's at facebook.com/AliciaMusic. On Instagram, Instagram.com/Alicia, and also on their official website, there's a www.AliciaBenaviste.com. I got it, yes, Lord. And also on Twitter, there's a twitter.com/AliciaB. My queen, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully soon you will make your way down to Texas. We would love for you to come in the studio and create some fun for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me know. I'll be on the next plane. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure. Much continued success. Remember, family, the EP is available right now, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. And you heard her say she is working on a project right now with Bootsy Collins right now, so we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Absolutely. I will do.
Oh, thank you, my queen. Ciao.
All right, thank you.
Bye. The incredible Alicia Benaviste, new EP, Back to the Funkture. It's a beautiful thing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I'm going to tell you something. This weather out here in Texas, my God, it's been doing some things. It's been doing some things. I mean, really doing some things. my goodness. But that's all right. We're going to roll with it. And keep it rolling. Let's get into some more Alicia Benaviste, new EP, Back to the Funkture with, how about we go? Take off here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
And goodness, well, the funk don't stop. Leaving it all up to you, baby.
You play the perfect part.